Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Do we sound normal?
Cool.
Cheers.
Zoe?
Hi, Sophia.
Hey. It's been a while. Not like we haven't spent the whole day together.
Chips. Potato chips. Chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
A new update in our lives. Sophia and I now have the same day job.
If you thought we could get enough of each other,
we can't.
And we can't seem to escape one each other.
Sophia.
Yeah.
What's our theme today?
Our theme today is plot twists.
Plot twists.
Did I not say that right?
No, I was just...
Oh, I thought I said pot twists. Or I don't remember. Okay, it's fine. So our theme today is plot twists. And a little bit of rebirth. Just a little bit. And a little bit of like a subplot of rebirth.
Talk me through that. How do we get there? I can't remember.
Well, because our two chips of the day involve
plot twists
and rebirth.
Beautiful.
So do you want to say our first chip?
I'd love to. Our first chip today is Oogie's Snacks Popcorn Hickory Smoked Gouda. And there's a really fun story on the back of this bag.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that. Second bag, first off, is Vegan Rob's. Worst name in the entire world. Jackfruit Puffs. And honestly, they sound disgusting. But they're, you know, we were so tickled by the name Vegan Rob's that we couldn't not get these.
Sophia, what's a potato lunch?
A potato lunch is what we had today. Oh, brother. Okay.
We'll come into it later.
No, let's get into it now. Let's open with our potato lunch.
I think we should tease the potato lunch and come
just
back to it.
Dangle it in front of our listeners.
Dangle it like a carrot in front of the donkey. Stay tuned for potato lunch.
Chips.
There might be a plot twist involved.
Agnosibiamus. What's the one? We looked up different kinds of plot twists, and there's one that has a pretty...
Anagnorisis.
There you go. You want to tell me what it is?
It's the protagonist's sudden recognition of their own or another character's true identity. So if I suddenly found out you were actually Vegan Rob...
And you very well might figure that out shortly.
I'm on my edge of my seat.
Zoe, do you remember any specific plot twists that really just kind of drove you up the nuts? Oh, drove you up the wall is what I meant to say.
That's a good question. I should have thought about this a little bit more. Plot twists. Oh, I actually do. You remember that movie The Others with Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
I love that movie. Well, when I saw it when I was a kid, I probably hadn't really seen that many plot twists, so it quite honestly blew my mind.
I actually don't remember what the plot twist is.
Do you want me to spoil it?
Of course, I've seen the others. Plot twists
go hand in hand with spoilers. So are we going to do it? Are we going to go there?
Spoil it.
Sweetie, are we going to go there?
Soil it.
Soil it, spoil it. Double doil it. They are being haunted in a house, Nicole Kidman and her two kids.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to flash forward 15 seconds if they don't want to hear this spoiler.
That's fine.
Nicole Kidman and her two kids are being haunted in a house.
Yeah.
Oh, you remembered it.
They're actually the ghosts.
And they're actually the ghosts, and they're haunting. When Dobby dies, that's a plot twist.
When Dobby dies, that's a for sure a plot twist. We looked up some Dobby facts today during our potato lunch, which now I think we should describe. So we'll start from yesterday. We work together, as we've told you. We've told you this already.
We are not going to tell you again,
okay? I'm not going to repeat myself again. We work together. We usually lunch together. We frequently sank a set together.
Oh, absolutely. That's necessary. If you work and lunch with someone, it's necessary that you sank a set with them.
You need to debrief.
Decompressed.
And so last evening, preparing for this episode, we decided to get together, share creative notes, network a little bit. I don't know, all that kind of thing.
Over a home-cooked dinner.
And what did we eat? Only our favorite snack.
Boiled potatoes. Wow, this is so incriminating that on our chip podcast we divulge that for our other meals we eat boiled potatoes.
But for the record, everyone loves potatoes. I don't find that part weird about our potato dinner.
For the record, everyone loves potatoes, so it's actually not that weird. Anyway, moving on.
The weird part is that we then packed identical
twin lunches in twin Tupperwares
of these leftovers in our twin Tupperwares that Zoe packed meticulously.
I did it
in two individual plastic bags with an orange each, individual,
Clementine.
Perfectly synced.
Stem and leaf on. So here's the story: we had boiled potatoes for dinner, and then we had our boiled potatoes.
This is going so well.
Then we had our twin boiled.
Give me some of that.
You gotta take off.
She's had too much meat bouillon. Drink.
So we had our twin boiled potato lunches. We were gonna get lunch with our new coworker, who we invited very kindly, I would say, on behalf of us, quite kindly of us. We invited our new coworker to lunch. Had to cancel Friday. Sorry, got other plans. Got to get out of the office. Got to do private stuff.
We have a work lunch, which was our potato lunch, which we ate in the cafeteria, and he caught us red-handed
and then,
doing so.
Which I said would happen the night before. I said, wouldn't it be funny if our new coworker, after we canceled on our lunch, found us eating matching boiled potato lunches in the cafeteria, and lo and behold,
he did.
That happened. Plot twist, he sat down and joined us and ate his lunch with us. I don't know if it was the boiled potato lunch. Strictly boiled potato lunch. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was the number one incriminating factor. I don't know if it was that we ditched him and then didn't actually leave the office.
Yeah. All pretty bad. On that note, I do want to bring up those
Dobby facts. Oh, well, I actually only wrote down, I think, one of them.
Yeah,
but it was definitely the most important one. So here it is. Number one is that was a plot twist. I cried.
Absolutely. I didn't read the books. When it happened in the movie, I was surprised. I didn't know he was going to die.
Apparently, Russian lawyers threatened a lawsuit against Warner Brothers because they thought Dobby looked eerily similar, too coincidentally similar to Vlad Putin.
Vlad Putin himself.
They did a really good job of bringing that character off the page and onto the screen. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, when they knocked him off, Let's see if we can get an audio of that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Dobby dies audio. That's like, you know, the end of Grizzly Man where the audio is playing?
Oh my God. It's not the same. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Oh, here it is. I'm going to put it up really loud.
That doesn't sound like Dobby.
It's an ad. Oh, sorry. This is just a clip of Dobby having fun.
Oh my god. The complete opposite of Dobby's death scene. You're watching it.
It's really dark. I can't.
Oh my god.
This is like too heavy for kids.
This is so dark.
Oh. Wait, I think he just said it. Should I rewind?
Yeah.
Where's lunch?
Tommy's happy.
Potato lunch.
Tommy's friend. Harry Potter.
Oh.
Sorry, his last line before he dies is just Harry Potter?
Dobby is happy with it. Is he dead? Hang on. Hang on. Yeah, he's gone.
Just confirming, confirming that
Ron's
Dobby is gone?
No, that's Luna Lovegood.
That's really sad, but also Dobby's last time is fucking Harry Potter. Like,
his last time?
His last time being alive is Harry Potter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, we're going to call our friend Chris, who basically has nothing to do with plot twists, but a plot twist of our own with Chris is that me and Zoe have known Chris basically our entire lives and didn't know that he rapped, and he made us a rap about chips.
And we're going to put it at the end of this episode.
Yeah. Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
I'm good.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm sitting beside Goldfield, and we're at the top of the Rideau Mall, and we're going to shop around a bit, and then probably go back to his place after and get some food, I think.
Pardon me, at the top of the mall? King of the mall?
Yeah, how sweet.
You know that top space where there used to be like a movie theater, and there's like the entrance to the terrace?
I, in fact, know exactly where you're talking about.
I do, too. We're all mall rats from Ottawa.
Yeah.
As a vegan man, like a vegan Joe, do you have trouble choosing chips at the store?
Yeah, for sure. But it's when you go to parties that it's, like, hard to know. Like, you're digging into a bowl and you don't really know.
You trust no one.
That's like a Russian roulette.
I trust nobody, ever.
That's the moral of the story, always.
Has anyone ever planted a meat chip in your vegan chip bowl?
Say that again.
Has anyone ever planted a meat? Sorry.
Has anyone ever planted a meat chip? One time?
No, it's never happened yet. But I feel like I'm always ready for it.
Did you see the movie Inception?
Yes.
Chris,
would you consider that like a plot twist type of movie?
Thank you. We had a great debate earlier. Zoe was trying to convince me that Inception doesn't have a plot twist, but in fact...
No, the whole thing is a plot twist.
Yeah, like that's right.
Right until the end.
Do you consider yourself a bit of a vegan Joe?
What's a vegan Joe?
That's right.
What you make of it what you will.
What?
That's right.
You just, you know, you think about it and you just think about it and you just make it up and you just are it or you're not.
I guess so. Like, I'd say, like, for your average vegan guy, I hit the nail right on the head. So, yeah, I'm a bit of a vegan joke. Like, we have a lot of similar traits and qualities, like, if you go across the vegan board of...
Great.
Men. Yeah, that's fair to say.
Chris, what inspired you to rap about chips?
It was less so about the chips and more about you guys. I don't know, I thought it was awesome you guys Aww. Did a podcast and you're putting yourselves out there like that and... they're pretty funny and quirky people. I thought it'd be fun to make a song about it.
Oh my god.
Chris, you think we're funny and quirky? Oh my god, we're crying.
We actually are a little bit.
That's very sweet of you.
That's incredibly yeah. sweet. We love the song so much, and with your consent, we will put it in this episode.
For sure. Yeah, go ahead. That'll be the most exploitation my music has had, so that'll be fun.
We love to exploit. Just kidding.
We have a question for you, Chris. Can you ask okay. us a question about chips, please?
Yeah, I actually thought of a really good one.
Oh, you're the only person who's probably ever prepared for this before.
Well, I took some time today, and I was talking to my sister a while back, and they had someone come in for a presentation about, like, food, I guess, talking about different flavors and how your body adapts. And they were saying that if you try any flavor 10 times, your tongue will start to adapt and actually... not maybe love the flavor, but it starts to accept the flavor. So I was wondering for you guys, and I feel like you try so many chips, if you don't like one, you probably just don't try it again. But do you think that has some merit? If you try a chip like 10 times, all of a sudden your palate is going to like accept it into its, I don't know. I'm curious.
Hemisphere? Oh, wow.
Chris, this is like the best question
this
ever.
This is a beautiful, scientific, thorough.
The science says it all.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling me. It's actually, I've never been on a podcast or anything like that, and I'm sweating a bit from my butt, but it was really fun.
Thank Good. You. But Thank wait, you. We have one last question, because I just forgot that we wanted to ask it. Would you ever live off the grid?
Would I ever what?
Live off the grid.
Yeah, I actually was thinking about that a lot lately. I for sure would, but not for, like, the rest of my life, just for a while. And then maybe people would think I disappeared and then come back.
Ooh, so you might have a rebirth.
And a plot twist.
Both, yes, both things. Stay tuned.
We will. Trust us. We can't wait.
We can't wait. Okay,
thank you so much, Chris.
Chris,
for your question. Thank you for your call. And thank you for that amazing rap.
Amazing. Honestly, speechless from the question and the rap. We love you so much.
Yeah, we love you.
I'm super happy you love it. I love you too.
Bye,
okay,
Chris.
Bye, Chris.
All right, bye, guys.
God, Chris is so freaking cute.
So sweet. It's insane.
It's insane.
So repeat this question for me.
If you eat a flavor many times, something like 10 times, you may not like it, but your mouth will adapt to it and you'll start to accept the flavor. Normally, if we don't like a chip, we're just never trying it again.
Exactly.
What is the merit of just eating a chip so many times? This is what I was thinking. You know what immediately came to my head?
What?
All Dressed. I'm not going to say I... like that flavor, but I am so used to it that I will eat it pretty much no matter what.
And you don't actually actively like it?
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I'm like, I'm only eating this because I'm adapted to it.
So you're pretty open-minded. You're adaptive.
I don't know if that's what I was trying to say, but I think the cookie crumbles as it may.
Should we open these bags of chips?
Let's open these chips. Let's start with the jackfruit because I think they're going to suck harder.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, so I'm going to tap into these vegan Rob jackfruit puffs. Again, with the question in mind.
Who's vegan Rob?
If we ate, first of all, who's vegan Rob?
That's my question in mind.
Second of all, if we ate these 10 times, would we like them? I'm already going to go out on a limb and say we're not going to like them the first time we eat them. Would you say that that's accurate?
Yes.
A little bit about the bag. Is his first name Vegan? I'm confused. It's signed at Vegan Rob, founder, friend, snack guru.
That's a lofty claim, Rob. A lofty claim for you to stake your own reputation as a snack quote-unquote guru. Also,
if you're going with
the word guru in conjunction with like... Vegan Rob connotes something, the sort of spiral mandala design on the bag.
Yeah.
Plus calling yourself a guru, there's a bit of cultural appropriation going on there.
I'm going to say it true.
Open them up. Okay.
Mmm, they smell like...
I can smell oil, how sweet they are over here.
They smell like just oil to me.
Oh, you know how sometimes it'll say, like, snack depicted slightly differently than what's on the bag? These are incomparable yeah. to what shows up on the bag. Yeah. Like, this is complete false advertising. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow.
Wow.
These are actually amazing.
These are way better than I thought they were going to be.
The texture, the sweetness, it's... Wow.
I don't think we need to eat these 10 times.
I like it on the first time. I'm adapted.
They are crunchy good.
Let's open Oogie's gourmet popcorn. I'm so excited to tell you about Oogie.
You need to tell me about Oogie before you get into it.
First of all, this bag is eye-catching. It's metallic and orange. That's bold.
Yeah.
With black text.
Yeah.
Also, there's a hand-sketched portrait of Oogie, and he is bald with a huge beard and sunglasses. And honestly, he looks like someone you kind of want to know.
He looks like a celeb. And, plot twist, he is one.
Here we go. As one of the biggest music acts of the late 60s and 70s, we have yet to confirm this, but anyway.
I've never heard of him, but...
Oogie entertained and moved millions across the world with his songs of love, hope, and promise of the future. Sounds like a guru of sorts
yeah,
to me as well.
Absolutely.
Then, near the height of his popularity, Oogie stunned the world and left the stage, shunning the limelight and disappearing into private life. Never completely forgotten, he became a mystery and over the decades has grown into a legend. Plot twist. Now living a quiet life.
We definitely understand what a plot twist is.
Amuse-bouche. Now living a quiet life in the mountains of Colorado, Oogie reemerges into the public consciousness not through song, but with his other passion, food, and a line of healthy, better-for-you snacks full of flavor.
Let's open it up.
Mmm.
Oh, mmm. Oh, oh. Let me get a whiff of that. Take,
smells
take some.
Definitely hickory.
Yeah?
Smells big time hickory.
Oh my. Oh my.
I don't think I've ever had hickory popcorn before.
Nor I. Cheers. Wow.
Wow.
Both of these are extremely good.
Mm-hmm. I like that we've been proven wrong. Doesn't happen much more in this biz for us.
Okay.
Oh. I mean, these are both amazing.
I'm stunned. Usually there's a bad option.
Okay, I'm happy.
I just, these are so good.
Okay, go back. I just went back to the vegan Rob's. Wow, still good too.
It holds up. What, we've had these open 10 minutes?
About
holds 10, up.
10 minutes, still good. Still good.
What would Dobby say?
Harry Potter! Oogie boogie. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. I really wanted to make an automatic plot twist generator.
Mm, let's do it.
Okay, so I found this, like, automatic plot twist generator online. Yeah, I spend my days in a pretty cool way. And it's basically a Mad Lib. Okay, Sophia, we're going to fill this up. Protagonist, Dobby.
Mm, Dobby for sure.
Dobby the elf.
Dobby is an elf?
House elf.
Oh, yeah.
Another character named...
That's one thing that...
Vegan Rob.
Mm-hmm.
His or her relationship to the protagonist, Snackuru.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, one other character.
Oogie.
Oogie. Write me some twists. Earth has been destroyed and they're all living in a virtual reality. That didn't use any of...
What?
Dobby the elf turns to the dark side.
That's the plot twist?
Wait, there's 20 of them. Oogie B isn't really blind. Oogie is actually a 100-year-old man with a growth disorder.
Oh my god.
Vegan Rob's dream was not a premonition and meant nothing. Dobby the elf is the villain. Like, I mean, oh,
that would
that's
never
actually
happen.
A good one, though. That's
that would
a good
never
one.
Happen.
Yeah. Oh, this one's the best one. The entire plot was a ruse designed to teach Vegan Rob the lesson. It's really the year 2458. That's not really a big plot twist.
Also, uses none of our information.
Oogie was stolen as a baby and brought up by kidnappers. So, okay, we got a few ideas for our movie.
I wonder how often people do use that generator to like, oh man, I'm just on the cusp of finishing my book or my screenplay.
I just really need a really good plot twist.
Ugi, to me, strikes me as someone who's lived a really awesome life.
Why do you say that?
A rock star in the 60s and 70s. Hell yeah. Having a quiet life in Colorado. Probably just...
Hermit. That's one of my bucket list items, for sure.
To be a...
Uh-huh.
A bucket list item of yours is to be a hermit.
That's kind of what Chris was saying, too. Just go off the grid for a little while, come back, new life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want the new life part.
I like my life just fine.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes back and he releases this amazing line of healthy popcorns.
Do we want to come back to our potato lunch, or do we want to touch on any other keynotes?
I mean... also, to do with the potato lunch. Maybe this won't travel so well, but it's really funny. So he was sending me off as she was bringing the prepackaged potato lunches.
This was the night before the potato lunch.
What should we call that day? Like Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Potato lunch Eve. She was sending me off on my merry way. I had to get home, and she had to get to bed. But Zoe instead slammed potato voraciously on the ground. And seeing a cooked potato just slam on a kitchen floor, man, you should try it. It was very satisfying. That's all.
It was an accident, by the way. I dropped it. Literally a hot potato that I dropped.
You were waving that thing around at me, though. Lording it over my head. Should we do some final tasting notes on these chips?
These were both so good. So, yeah, I can't decide. I need some kind of, like, question, something to help me...
What would you be happy of the two of these to eat 10 times? For 10 days straight, you'd be eating the same thing.
I can come up with an answer for that.
Me too.
But it doesn't mean that I don't love the other one. You know that, right?
Me too.
I want it to be clear. Shall we try it?
Yeah.
Wait, we didn't even answer Chris's question, did we?
Kind of.
Okay. When people have mustard on their face, it's so gross.
it's one of my biggest pet peeves in the world. I know that about you, but I also think it's the grossest condiment to get stuck on your face is mustard.
Think of a worse one.
Okay, like, let's think about
relish.
It. Mayonnaise, ketchup.
Mayonnaise is pretty disgusting, too.
Yeah, but somehow still less gross than mustard.
I actually, when I think about it, mayonnaise might be worse.
Really?
It's so, like, fatty.
But the yellowness of the mustard, like, crusted on your, like, on your... Lips.
You're right. You're right.
It's like a Joker line, the Joker happy face, but with mustard.
Normally, what I'm talking about is normally when people get mustard on their face in the shape of the Joker smile, which I've seen so many times.
That's how people get food condiments on their face, right?
It's because when you eat a hot dog, when it's facing you, it's just picture eating a hot dog where the dog with the condiments are facing your
face. Middle of the dog.
Which is how you normally eat them, Sophia, sort of horizontally, which is definitely really weird. But then when you pull away, you've got the smile left over, which is an issue.
Oh my god. That's funny. That's really funny.
Okay, should we choose?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oogies.
But...
we love
vegan
Rob's
too.
But Oogie's was so damn good.
I know. And you know what? If you had to eat it every day, you would want that more.
That was very, very vegan. That was
very,
very
Rob.
Very Rob. Very Oogie.
Incredibly Oogie.
And thank you. To our winner.
The plot twist of the episode was that we actually really liked both of them. Cheers.
Cheers.
Stay tuned after the credits to hear Chris's incredible rap.
Your hosts and producers today were
Zoe Robertson
and Sophia Lepage.
What else? Our audio engineer today was Brad Tigwell. First time for everything, Brad.
Our executive producer is Cindy Witten.
Our theme song is by Fez Gielen. This was recorded at Eggplant Picture and Sound.
Chris, thank you so much for being our caller on our show today. You rule. See ya!
Dill pickle, nothing makes me sicker. Spilled Pringles, no pressure. They won't crumble, make a messer. Leaf stains are like grease fester. I eat my words like a scared aggressor. Prefer nerds, does that make me lesser? I eat chips cause they're on my dresser. I used to get cheesy with a fella named Chester. It lined my esophagus.
Problems like this fester.
Drop dairy, now I'm fond of chips, but wary. Modified milk, you can spare me.
Spare me? You hear me?
Carry a bag when I need a quick fix. Seen a couple who, well, mostly think about
chips.
Wrote a rhyme to alleviate an itch and sent it to a podcast so it could be a hit. Sometimes I think about chips.
Is that a bag of Ringolos?
Yeah.
Who's into those? I get dust in my finger folds. How many can a finger hold? Stare at my dinner bowl, trying to get my innards woke.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.